SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States and Iran say the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the report.
The announcement came from both President Trump and Iran's foreign minister. Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is completely open in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon and that it would stay open for the remaining period of the ceasefire. The president said the strait is ready for business and full passage. However, he said the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports will remain in full force and effect until a peace agreement with Iran is finalized. Greg Clugston, Washington.
France and the U.K. welcoming the announcement by Iran and the U.S. that the Strait of Hormuz is open now. However, they stress that freedom of navigation must be permanently restored. President Emmanuel Macron and Prime Minister Keir Starmer are planning an international mission to ensure maritime security. Military planners will meet in London next week. The Senate quietly extending the nation's spying powers Friday morning, after the House failed to reauthorize the program before the fast-approaching deadline. Bernie Bennett reports.
The upper chamber's unanimous vote to extend the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, gives Congress a little more breathing room beyond the April 20th deadline, but still leaves lawmakers in the same divided place they started. Senate Majority Leader John Thune positioned the Senate to swiftly receive and possibly pass a FISA reauthorization, but he recognized possible division over greenlighting a clean extension of the program in the upper chamber. While FISA as a whole is a vital tool for the government, Congress still isn't on the same page as the White House. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, the clearest signal yet for Wall Street optimism. Toward the closing bell, the Dow is now up 892 points, the Nasdaq adding 358. This is SRN News. A new report from the Pew Research Center is good news for Christian broadcasters.
98% of U.S. adults live within the range of at least one religious station, making religious programming some of the most accessible programming across the country, and that nearly one in four radio stations, about 25%, are dedicated to religious programming.
Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters, he tells SRN News, the Pew study indicates that Christian radio has a bright future. The Gallup organization says America's falling away from religious faith might be about to end. Gallup senior scientist Frank Newport says one of the dominant trends we've observed in recent years has been a decline in religiosity among Americans, but now in young people, we're seeing that decline beginning to stop, and that's pretty significant. This is SRN News. A push by GOP leaders to promote Turning Point USA chapters in public high schools is stirring a free speech debate.
While Republican governors say the partnerships counter the oppression of conservative voices in education, critics argue Christian leaders often silence voices when it comes to topics like sex education and LGBT issues. Several states, though, have announced partnerships with Turning Point USA to establish chapters in every high school. ACLU says endorsing these clubs likely violates federal law. A spokesman, though, says Turning Point USA continues to grow rapidly. Jason Walker reporting.
Sky-high ticket prices won't be the only thing emptying the wallets of soccer fans attending some World Cup matches. Fans trying to get to MetLife Stadium from New York City can expect to shell out $150 for a round-trip train fare for each match. More details at srnnews.com.